Another military court proceeding takes place today in Germany. That's where U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Ivan Chip Frederick is expected to plead guilty to abusing prisoners in Iraq. He's one of two men facing pretrial hearings today. A couple of others appeared yesterday. A total of seven Americans have been charged. NPR's Eric Westerveld is covering that story. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Steve.
So Chip Frederick says in a statement, "I have concluded that what I did was a violation of the law," which makes him the only one so far, right?
That's right. His statement is in sharp contrast to the others so far, Steve, who continue to say that they were merely following orders by military intelligence officers inside Abu Ghraib. Now, Frederick didn't specify what charges he'll plead guilty to. He's charged with maltreatment of detainees, conspiracy to maltreat, and dereliction of duty, among other charges, but he did offer kind of apology in his statement yesterday, Steve, and said what I did was wrong. He called on others in the U.S. Army, in his words, to come forward and accept responsibility. And he also expressed some concern for Specialist Joseph Darby. That's the Army soldier who told investigators about Abu Ghraib and kind of blew this whole story wide open. He said, "Specialist Darby did what he thought was right, and it was right," Frederick wrote, "and I ask you to accept that and move on."
Now, this scandal triggered a much broader investigation of U.S. Army detention practices with detainees around the world, and I gather that today an outside panel appointed by the Pentagon is going to release its report?
That's right. A four-member panel led by former Defense Secretary James Schlesinger will release its report today. But first, let's take a step back and remind listeners there are at least 11 reports underway or already released about Abu Ghraib and U.S.-run military prisons. Recall that the first report by Army Major General Antonio Taguba, one that was leaked to the media, really broke this scandal open further. Taguba found that members of the military police at the prison committed, quote, sadistic, blatant, and wanton criminal acts. But recall that Taguba's report didn't really look outside the prison command, and he recommended further investigations. And in late July, the U.S. Army Inspector General issued his report that found serious leadership failures at Abu Ghraib, as well as training flaws for guards and intelligence officers, among other problems. But again, Steve, that report didn't find any systemic failure beyond the prison command, and the report said the misconduct was an aberration committed by a few. So today's report, led by the former Defense Secretary James Schlesinger, is expected to be a little more hard-hitting. And according to a Pentagon official I spoke with who's seen the report's outlines, it will find leadership failures outside the prison command at Abu Ghraib for not giving enough oversight and attention to the organization, day-to-day running, training, and interrogation practices at the prison in Iraq, as well as Afghanistan and Cuba. The New York Times reports today, Steve, that the report, however, will not explicitly blame Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and top leaders, but rather implicitly fault commanders for not doing more.
There will be that phrase, leadership failure, somewhere in the report, or at least that concept.
As I understand it, yes.
That's just one of the 11 investigations you mentioned. There's also the U.S. Army investigation.
That's right. Something called the Fay Report will look explicitly at U.S. military intelligence failures coming out of Abu Ghraib. The Fay Report allegedly will find senior commanders created the conditions that allowed Abu Ghraib to happen by not providing enough resources, training, and adequate leadership and oversight to run the jail. But according to published reports, the Fay investigation, Steve, will not find blame outside the Army commanders who were in charge inside Abu Ghraib. That would be the colonel who commanded the military intelligence unit and the reservist Army general who led the military police unit. The Washington Post reports today, Steve, that the Fay Report has found that teenage Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib were tortured by military police dogs in a kind of sadistic game to get these kids to urinate on themselves as part of a competition. This report is massive, several thousand pages. Only several hundred pages are expected to be released this week.
And do all those pages amount to the final word on this scandal?
Well, we'll see. There's hope that in some ways this will shed new light and context on, you know, how Abu Ghraib occurred and how high up the chain of command it went and what's recommended to stop this abuse from happening. But it remains to be seen whether it will be enough for some who continue to call for a more independent outside probe or for more congressional inquiries. Some newspapers, including the New York Times, called the recent Army Inspector General's report a whitewash. So we'll see if these reports this week together amount to enough for critics.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
NPR's Eric Westerveld.